Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. And we just want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network. We thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Thank you for coming out to join us. Amen. Thank you for coming out, glory to God, to just worship with us in the beauty of holiness. Amen. God bless you on tonight, each and every one of you. We do thank God, amen, for this day that he's made. We thank him. We're rejoicing. We're glad in it. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord has done us well. Amen. And we just, listen, people of God, we have no complaints. Amen. We have no complaints. Amen. For the Lord is good. Amen. He's great. And he's greatly to be praised. Amen. Glory to God. As you're coming in, people of God, we just want to ask you to go ahead and text a couple of people, let them know that we're here. Ask them to come on and join us on tonight. Amen. Truly, we believe God by faith that the Lord is going to do some awesome things on tonight. Amen, Jesus. He's been doing some awesome things on this line. Amen. Since we've been here. And we just thank the Lord, amen, for all that he's doing. Amen, Jesus, we bless the Lord. We thank him. Amen, truly the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. And we just owe him, people of God. We owe him a praise. We owe him an anyhow praise, amen. If he doesn't do another thing for us, we owe him a praise. Amen. So God bless you on today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on in. Thank you for coming in, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, come on in. Amen. Come on in. Come on and join us. Glory be to God. Amen. Come on in and get your seat. Yes. Come on in and get your seat. Come right on in. Amen. And get your seat. Amen. Jesus. Glory be to God. We don't want you to miss a thing on tonight. Amen. We don't want you to miss one thing on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So come on in, and again, we welcome you. We welcome each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we're continuing to get set up. Amen, Jesus, we just welcome you. We just thank you and just want to say, come on in on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Come on in, people of God. Come on in. Come on in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just come on in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on in. Amen, Jesus. Let us enter into the, amen, presence of the Lord. Amen. For in his presence there is fullness of joy. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We bless him on today. We thank him yet on today. We thank God for each and every one of you that have come, amen, to join us on tonight. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. And we just want to say, people of God, amen, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you and all that you do. Thank you for just coming to the line to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. It just means so much. Glory be to God. So we bless him and we thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Thank him for you. Thank him for your coming. Amen. We always want to, in particular, just acknowledge some of our international listeners. Amen, Jesus. So whether you're calling in from Jamaica, whether you are listening via the radio or whether you're listening via the Facebook page, because these are two ways that you can listen to the broadcast. Amen. You can listen to it on our Facebook page, which is Prayer News Network, PNN. Amen. We're live out there. You can actually click on the link and listen. Or whether you are listening, amen, via blog radio, amen, Jesus, you can tune us right in, or whether you're dialing into the broadcast, We just want to thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. However way you're listening, we just thank God for you on today. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Again, go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we are here. Let them know, amen, Jesus, that they are welcome. Let them know that they're welcome to come on in and join us. We want them to come on in and join us. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We are not selfish about our God. Amen. We want everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know, amen, the God that we serve. Glory to God and his name. His name is Jesus. Everybody ought to know Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord again. Amen. We glorify him on tonight, people of God, for our life, health, and strength. Glory to God. He didn't have to do it. Amen, Jesus, but he did. He gave us a portion of strength. He gave us divine health. Amen. And for this, we owe him a praise. We just owe him a praise. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, for our international listeners, wherever you're calling from, amen, if it's Uganda, Malaysia, Philippines, amen, from France, amen, Jesus, from Spain, glory to God, from Jamaica, yes, Lord, from the Africa, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you on tonight, North, amen, and South America. We thank God for you, for wherever you're listening from, whenever you're listening, amen, glory to God, amen. We just thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, glory to God, for helping us to know, glory to God, that our work is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, and it's evident by what the Lord is doing. Amen. On this line. Amen. So we thank the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight again for each and every one of you. Amen. Truly, we will bless, amen, in word on last night. Glory to God. I'm talking about bless, bless, bless. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you to get your pen and your paper. Go ahead and get your pen and your paper, people of God, so that you can jot down a couple of things. Amen. Whatever your takeaway is, so that you can certainly drop down those things, amen, that's going to cause your mind and your memory, amen, to work, to recall the scriptures. Glory to God. Amen. We're working on that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God that he's sharpening us in that. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. Jesus, thanking him for our leaders on tonight. Amen. Each and every one of them. Glory to God, our late Apostle X.D. James. Thanking God for him. Thanking for his life and legacy. Thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop, amen. Glory to God, K.A. Tina. We bless the Lord for him tonight, people of God. Amen. For my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Glory to God. We thank God. We thank God on tonight. We thank the Lord on tonight, amen, for his goodness. Glory to God again for his grace. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you people, God, but I just feel the blessings. I just feel the blessings of the Lord on tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for all that he's done, all that he's doing. Amen, Jesus. And we just say yes. We just say yes to the Lord. Amen. So thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for joining us. We thank God for our advisors, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for them. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for his covering. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, sir. Glory to God. Haya, haya. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. On tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to his name. Amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We pray again that you got those pen and pencils ready. Glory to God, for we, amen, are getting ready, amen, prepared to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. So tonight, people of God, listen, we already know we cannot go to God any kind of way. Amen. But we, listen, we got to see ourselves. We got to go by the laver of water. We got to wash. Glory to God. After we've said yes to the will of God, amen, Jesus, we got to go and see ourselves. Glory be to God. Amen. And the scripture declares, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, amen, the Lord will not hear us. That's Psalms 66 and 18. Amen. Glory be to God. We talk, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I just tell you, amen, it's just a blessing, amen, Jesus, for us, amen, to be able to go and come boldly to the throne of grace, amen, Jesus. It's just a blessing. It's a blessing, people of God, that we can approach him, amen, that we can talk to him, that we can tell him what we want, tell him what we need, amen. Glory be to God, and he meets our needs. So we bless the Lord for that. We thank God, amen. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and put your, add your, a couple of people, text a couple of people, let them know that we're here on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we want to go ahead and prepare, amen, to go before the throne of grace. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would, put your minds on Jesus.
Glory. The recording has started.
Your mind on Jesus on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put your mind on Jesus tonight. Glory be to God. Put your mind on Jesus tonight. Glory be to God. As we understand there are thunderstorms, amen, going throughout the region. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. But how many know in him we found a hiding? Thank the Lord. Amen. We thank him. Glory to God, that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He will never, never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Amen. Glory to God. So let us again go before the throne of grace. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We glorify you. We glorify you for your majesty on tonight. Father, we thank you for yet another day. Another day that we may come before you boldly. We may come before you boldly on tonight. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight because you've been good. We bless you tonight, glory, hallelujah. We bless you tonight for you've been better to us, oh God, than we've been to ourselves. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to your name. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. And we're asking your Father, by your Spirit, by your anointing on tonight. Father, we're asking you on this night. Glory to God. To create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us. Renew the righteous spirit within us, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Renew, revive on tonight. In the precious name. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, God, have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way, glory be to God, on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, move tonight by your Spirit. Move, glory to God, upon the altars of the heart of your people. Move by your Spirit, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it today. Father, do it even now in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Father, we exalt your name on today. We exalt your name high above every name. Glory to God. We exalt your name. Glory be to God above every name. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight for healing your people. We thank you for divine healing in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory, glory to God. Father, for you said that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're thanking you for being nigh unto us. Glory to God. Thank you for being nigh unto us. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for carrying us over the highways and the byways. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. This night. Oh, God, we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do what you will. Even so now in the midst of us. Glory be to God. Those that you called according to your purpose on tonight. Your people, glory to God, which are called by your name in the precious name of Jesus. Father, look upon your people tonight. Look upon the sick on tonight. Look upon the shut-in on tonight. Look upon those, oh God, that lie in hospitals on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will move tonight. Move by your anointing in the precious name of Jesus. Father, that you are doing tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, heal tonight. Heal the body. Heal the soul. Heal the spirit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Father, do it as only you can. Do it as only you can. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we're asking you to move upon this line. Move upon the airways now. In the name of Jesus. Move in the airways. In the north, the south, the east, and the west on tonight. Move in the airways. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it even now. In the name of Jesus, Father, move on this night. Move in salvation. Oh, glory to God, for your arm is not too short. Father, for you're yet saving. In the name of Jesus, and we're asking you on tonight, we're asking you to save the unsaved. In the name of Jesus, Father, give them a change. Give them a change of heart on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for being, oh, glory, Abba. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for being our strong tower. Thank you for being our defense. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Thank you for being our hiding place. In the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Yeah, glory. We thank you tonight. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler. Thank you for being our victory. Thank you tonight, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Father, deliver us. Deliver us, your people. Oh God, deliver from evil tonight. Deliver from the evil one. Deliver from the hand and the plan of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Father, we curse the hand of deception on tonight. We curse the works tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause your truth, cause it to be revealed on tonight. Cause your truth to be revealed in us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, let us not be a people that are going through the motion. Let us not be a people that are going through traditions and rituals on tonight. Father, but call us, oh God. Call us, oh glory to God. And make us a people after your name. In the precious name of, hey, glory. In the precious name of Jesus. After your name. Glory to God. Make us, oh God, a holy people unto you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for your Shekinah. We thank you for your light on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for your greatness unto us, your people. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for all of your signs. Oh, God, every sign. We thank you for every miracle on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause the spirit of miracles, oh, God, to rest upon this line. The spirit of blessing, oh, God, to rest upon this line, upon this people, as many were here on tonight. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for the change and the turnaround. We thank you on tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you on this night. Glory to God, for you are great. And you're greatly to be praised. Father, we thank you for lifting your people, lifting out of obscurity, lifting on tonight out of the valley of decision. We thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for clarity on tonight, Father, that you would have us to do. We thank you for clarity. Thank you for clarity, oh God. Hey, Shekhar. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you now, Father, for we know that you're going to meet every need. Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the little ones. Father, keep and cover them even as they're going back into school. Father, cover your children. Cover them, oh God, in their innocence on tonight. In the precious name of Oshia. In the precious name of Jesus, glory be to God. Father, we bring down the hand of the enemy. We bring down his works. We bring down his very thoughts, his intentions on tonight, Father. But we bring it down by the blood of Jesus, by your shed blood on Calvary. Father, we bring it down. We bring down the works on tonight. And we thank you for setting every captive free. We thank you for truly. Thank you on tonight. Thank you for truly blessing your people. Glory to God. Even in the midst of a pandemic, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your divine covering. Thank you on tonight. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace in the precious name of Jesus. Our Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We honor you now. We glorify you in Ebashi. We glorify you on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight. We curse even tonight the hand of accident right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against it. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the work. We come against the plan. We come against the plots on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, glory be to God. Father, now have your way. Have your way even so in the midst of us. Do what you will. Father, bless tonight. Bless your speaker on tonight. Bless as only you can. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, bless tonight. Cause your glory to rest. Cause your glory to be revealed in the midst of us. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Thank you even now, oh God. We do bind the hand of mechanical failure, oh God, for what concerns us concerns you. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you honor and glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We give God thanks. Again, we give God praise on tonight. Amen. For who he is. Glory to God. Amen. He's just who he is. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Cannot describe him. Glory be to God. But he's just who he is. Amen. Glory to God. And we bless the Lord for that. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we are just so, amen, ready. Amen. We pray that you're ready on tonight. Amen. We pray that you have come, amen, intentionally. We pray that you have come, glory to God, to receive something from the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God for whatever you need. God's got it. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, and perhaps if some of those things have not manifested, amen, Jesus Christ, we want to check ourselves. Glory to God. We want to check ourselves to see where we stand. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, again, amen, we're so grateful. We're so very grateful tonight. Amen. Thankful for how the Lord allowed us to capture, amen, these beautiful messages, these soul-stirring, these messages. Glory be to God. Amen. That just won't let you sleep. They keep you awake. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for our speaker on tonight. Glory be to God. She is certainly no stranger. Amen. She's no stranger. Amen. To this broadcast. And we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Jesus for, amen, the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Just the blessing of the Lord. Amen. That maketh rich. Glory to God. And it add no sorrow. Amen. So we thank God on tonight, amen, for these blessings. Amen. Thank the Lord for what he's about to do. Amen. Because we know that it's already done. Amen. Glory be to God. So we pray, people of God, that you will open your hearts on tonight. Glory be to God. To hear what the Lord has to say unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Our speaker tonight, people of God, comes to us from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen. By way of EPC Nation. Glory be to God. Amen. She is certainly, amen, one of our advisors, one of our PNN advisors. And we thank the Lord, amen, for what he's doing in her life on tonight. Amen. She loves the Lord. Amen. She loves the people of God. Amen. She will preach. Amen. She will teach. Glory be to God and prophesy if thus says the Lord. Amen. So we bless the Lord for her on tonight, people of God, again, coming by way of glory be to God, EPC Nation. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank the Lord. Amen. If there are any others, she'll certainly let us know. Amen. But we thank God, amen, again tonight. Amen, for our PNN advisor, amen, the woman of God on tonight, amen, who's going to bless us, amen, who's going to bless us in word and in deed, amen. God bless you people tonight. We want you to receive glory to God, none other than Minister Ali Booker, amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. For he is high and he lifted up. And his name is worthy to be praised. And we glorify him tonight. We bless his holy name. In the name of Jesus, I praise God for each of you all tonight that has come to the line, made a song for the first time. I bless the Lord for this day that he has made. And I have rejoiced, and I am still glad in it. I bless the name of the Lord. For the PNN Network, I bless God for Minister Bradley and the work that God is doing in her life. I praise God for the end-time ministry, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. I bless God for each of you all in your respectable places. I praise God for every apostle that he has set in place in the earth. I bless God for every prophet, evangelist, pastor, teachers, and help. I praise God for the saints and the people of the Most High God, those that have come and those that is on the way. I praise God in advance for those that is on the way. And I praise God for your steadfastness in God, not your circumstances, not your situation. In God, look beyond where you are. And pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. I praise God for Co-Pastor Sarah Everton. I bless the Lord for her. I bless God for Bishop S.D. James. I praise God for the ministry that I sit under. He has my pastor. Co-Pastor Sarah Everton, I bless God for those, everyone. I'm just going to say everyone that have had a hand in my life, in my upbringing. But I praise God most of all for Jesus Christ. Hey, the ultimate hand in my life. And I bless God for the Holy Ghost tonight. I praise God for that tonight. I praise God for every man, woman of God that he have allowed to come at these 300 and some days that he allowed to come to this line to bring forth the word of God in times like these. Hey, we're going to need to say, you know, you used to hear the saints of God said that stuff in the time past. All in times like these, you're going to need your Savior. You're going to make sure that you grip a solid rock, and that your anchor holds.
Yeah.
I need one.
Mm-hmm.
And I bless God for this day and time for what he's doing in the earth and in the life of his people. I praise God for his glory, because the earth is full of his glory.
Yes.
The earth is full of God's glory. The earth is full of God's glory. And I bless God for that.
Yes.
And I praise God for these days and times of trial, manifold trials and temptation. I bless God for it, because if we can endure hardness as the soldiers.
Yes.
Paul talked about all that he had gone through. If I could tonight, I would use that as a subject. I would use that as a subject. There's hope in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope in Christ. And I don't want to forget to thank God for my family. I do. I really do. I thank God because my family truly pushed me, whether they know it or not. My family truly helped me stay on my P's and Q's and stay on my tippy toes. My family helped me to stay on a straight and narrow path. My family helped me. And I praise God for them. I really do. I praise God for them. I bless God for every and each and every one. Children, great-grandchildren, in-laws, at-home, sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, and so on and so on. I bless God for them because they have truly inspired me in so many ways to push through, no matter what you face, push through. I push through because I said, God, I have said you able to do this, you able to do that. And now we don't face in difficult. I got to push through because I have told them that what you can do. Oh, don't get it pushed now. We all get discouraged along the way. I don't care. I don't care where you located in God. Don't get it pushed.
Mm-hmm.
We all have challenges. But nevertheless, God have not changed who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. God framed the world. He established it. And you go back and you look at the things that Paul done. Paul was a man that followed and obeyed orders. You gave Paul an order to carry out, he's going to carry the order out. He's done that by the way of the flesh. It's whatever you say, Paul did it. Whatever commandment was given to Paul, the charge, Paul did it. Did it with his whole heart. He fought and killed the people of God. But you see, don't count no one out. And I know it's stressful time, people. And I don't minimize nothing nobody facing. I don't minimize nothing no one is seeing. And I don't minimize anything that people coming out of or are preparing going into. I don't minimize any of those things. Because the scripture let us know in these days, in these last days, all these things will come up on the face of the earth. We will be faced with much trials and much tribulation and much temptation. Because why? The sin works worse in the earth. And hell has enlarged itself every day. Every day. And then Paul had been shipwrecked. Paul's life was stripped. Paul's ministry had anxiety. Paul had difficulty. When he met Jesus on his way to the Damascus, all the stuff you don't know, I tell you, God, Damascus. Hey, God will bring you to the end. Why? Why would he do such a thing? Because if his hand is on your life, he has chosen you and ordained before the foundation of the earth. And he have already laid charge what it is he wants you to do. He got a set time. God got a set time. He got a set time to manifest himself. He got a set time for the glory that he has embedded in us and that's in us to come forth. He got a set time.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul was on his way. Hey, Master Paul was on his way to do damage. You hear what I tell you? Paul was on his way. But nevertheless, God had to knock him down. Sometimes we get knocked down, but not out, that we may be able to behold him. That song said, behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Behold him. See, Paul had to behold the Lord. He had to see who God was. And Paul is not supposed to have had an encounter with God. But Paul knew who it was that knocked him down. I'm just laying the groundwork. And Paul had a lot of things going on with him after he received the Lord. Paul's life was threatened. And then before it ends, a lot of our lives going to be threatened. A lot of us going to die for this gospel. And so God want to prepare our hearts that. And there's a lot of anxiety that's going on, but there's an antidote for that, too. There's a lot of God, how my pursuit is me. Every time I think I don't got over this hurdle, there's something else. And then we look, and death just encamped around us, the battles on every side. But he made us a promise. Lo, we'll never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. I will go with you to the end. God did that. He said that. And I take him at his word. I take him at his word. Why? Because there's hope in Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
There's hope in him. There's hope in the Lord. And Paul was someone who had experienced various forms of suffering. He experienced also physical, mental, emotional throughout his ministry. He faced a lot of challenge. But Paul said, hey, I count this a life thing. The battles I face in life, the things I'm going through, I find it life. It's a life thing for me to endure such a thing. For the glory that shall be revealed. Where? Oh, when the Lord is waiting for the glory. It's a glory. Hey, that's going to be revealed in the earth, in us. Man's waiting for the manifestation of the glory. They're looking for that hope. That was promised. They're looking for the promise of God to rise up. Hey. And sometimes God allows situations and circumstances that we can press through. And the saints used to tell us to press away through it all. Because the Lord made us a promise that we can run into him and we can be saved. God made us a promise.
Mm-hmm.
That if we come to him, that he would in no wise testify. Mm-hmm. God made us a promise. God made us a promise. His word is truth, and he is faithful to every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of God. You can bank on that and draw interest. Waiting on a stimulus? I found me one. 1,500, not 600, and not 12. Because I'm telling you, the blessing comes from God every day. When we woke up this morning, we kissed new mercy. I'm thankful. After that, we was alive, moving and having our very being in him. I'm thankful. But if we just look at what's going on in the earth this day and time, we would be most miserable. I would be if I didn't have a hope. If I didn't have a hope, God knows I'm going to be so flat-footed and honest with y'all, I would be most miserable. But I bless the name of the Lord. I have a hope. Hey! And my hope is in the Lord. Hey! My hope is in the Lord. My hope, your hope is in God. Facing difficult, challenges, situations, and circumstances. But everything I have faced last year, 20 years, and coming in, and go face the Lord. God never left me. He never left me. Never left me. All he wants to do is be steadfast and unmovable, always, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Over in 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, which are not seen, but the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. That's what I'm looking to. I'm looking to that is eternal. Because this is temple. This body I'm in is temple. That house, the spirit of the living God, is temple. The outer man perish daily, but our inner man is renewed daily. Our man goes through and be busted about, but our inner man is renewed daily. Our mind goes through so many difficult situations and circumstances. But he keeps those in perfect peace. They keep their mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't tell us that we wasn't going to face challenge. Let's look at it as a challenge. Let's look at it as a challenge. Because the enemy always in God's face saying that he always makes accusation against the brethren. He always saying, are telling God they not going to make it. He always lying. He always causes confusion. He always battling in your mind. And he always trying to drive out what the word of God says. Why? Because he comes to sift us like wheat. And so the scripture tells us whosoever will. Whosoever will, let him come. Come. And you can drink freely. Come. If you burden, he said, come on. I can lift your burden. Why? Cast your cares upon me because I care for you. And I see what you face. I see what you're going through. But I've got to show you what's in you. I've got to reveal my glory that's in you going to work on the outside of you. Why? I need you to come from out of yourself and come into me. That I can raise you above any situation and circumstances that you may be facing. The scripture says, the day the king of God, fallen on, king of God died. We got to let our king of God die. He said, I saw the Lord. He was high. Yay! And he was lifted up. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. And his praise fills the temple. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. When our king of God die, and we going to be able to see our king of God die, then we're going to be able to see God supply what? Our every need, because he said he would do that. He said so. He will supply our every need, all of our needs, according to his riches that is in glory. I stopped by tonight to encourage someone, as the Lord would allow me to. Stop looking at where you are and look beyond that and see where you're going. Well, you don't know what I'm facing. You just don't understand. Well, I got the pain racking all in my body. Well, I'm just so confused. declare him healed. That's what I declare him healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. And Paul stopped by to encourage us, to let us know, follow mine on the Lord, y'all. He keep us in perfect peace. God will keep us in perfect peace. But we let our mind drop. Because you know what? That's what the enemy wreaks havoc. Right there in our mind. Right in our mind. The grass don't worry. The birds don't worry. The ants don't worry. The flies don't worry. The snails don't worry. The snakes don't worry. Because they already know everything they have need of is already supplied for them. God told us from the foundations of the world, before the foundation of the world, and before he brought in us on the team, he took him 7 days. 7 days. Created heaven and earth. He created that earth. Everything that's in it. Everything beneath it. Everything in the sky. Everything was in place. But on the sixth, he did 6 days in the 7 days. He looked down and I'm going to say he saw me. I was going to be in a mess and I needed a savior. Then you know, then he decided that everything else got something. The flower got something. The ropes got a mate. The frogs got a mate. The net got a mate. And I can't stand them. Everything but the crickets got a mate. The birds got a mate. And everything. But I want to look like me. Somebody gonna resemble me. Hey, I won't be somebody. Hey, I won't be somebody. So he decided he'll make man. Hey, he said, let us make man in our own image and create him in our likeness. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He thought about me. I believe he thought about me. Yes, sir. And he did so. And after he made him, he decided, well, I got to breathe into his nostrils so he can become a living soul. Mm-hmm. He placed everything in the earth before he placed mankind. Oh, that's a good husband, isn't it? That's a good father, isn't it? He prepared the way before he decided to bring mankind on the face of the earth. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And then he brought forth mankind. His food was ready for him. The thorns on the road wouldn't even bother him. Same was at peace with him. The lions wouldn't bother him. The snake wouldn't bother him. Everything was at peace with him. Until the spirit of disobedience came. Oh, no. Go back, Father. Bag it up. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He made. And so, Adam called him out. And Adam needed him somebody. So he took out of the woman out of his side to have him somebody. Mm-hmm. But everything was in place. God provided for Adam. Adam was working the earth and everything. So when the wife came, she was already provided for. So do you think God left than who he say he is, that he won't provide? Oh, we misuse some of his provisions that he made for us. Go buy things that we actually don't even need. Don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it. We want it. We want it. We see it. We don't need it. So now I will give you your heart desire too. Don't forget that. But somebody tell y'all all that you're facing. And all that you're going through. We got to know that God is faithful to his word. Paul reminding us tonight, hold fast to what the word says. Don't look at these things that buffing you about because it's just temporary. It's just a temporary thing. He said it's just a light affliction. He said, I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed. Where? In us. The glory that will be revealed in us. The glory of the host, the glory of God, the righteousness of God be revealed in us, in us, in us, in us, in us, in us. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. Why do we yet hope for it? Oh, I'm coming out of Romans 8. Mm-hmm. Romans 8, 18 and 24. For you all that need the scriptures, that's where I'm coming from. So we have a hope, saints. We have a hope in God. And Christ in us is the hope of glory. And God is faithful to his word. He supplies. He supplies. He's not an infidel. He's not an infidel. He could take care of his own. He could take care of his own. But he told us we got to do something too now. We got to submit ourselves unto him. Yes, 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 we do. We do for our children. But our children got to do something too. Our children need to submit themselves, all of themselves, under the hand of their parents, under the hand of authority, hands of the Almighty God, through Jesus Christ. Then God says, all right, children, you all have to submit yourself. And I remember my parents used to tell us, it didn't make a difference how old you are. Dad used to say, Daddy used to say, he's the captain of the ship. And we was a member of the crew. It didn't make a difference how old we were. He was still the captain of the ship. And when you came back in this house, you're coming under the captain's roof and regulation. So God said, you're going to abide in me? Let my word abide in you. Then you can ask what you will. Oh, if your mind is troubled, come to me. Come to me. All understanding. Come to me. All the way I want to. Hey, you won't. Hey, you won't come to me. You won't. If you never come to me. Hey. All the way I won't keep my word. You won't come to me. Hey. Present yourself a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Come to me. Come to me. You tried everything else, not try me. Your heart is heavy. Come to me. Hey. I'll lift your burden. Cast your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you. Well, you're not faithful without faith. You're not faithful without faith. Trust me, I'll faith the fan. But put yourself on preacher, keep yourself on teacher without obstacles, without circumstances and situations. No. We have battles too. Yes, we do. But I have not seen the righteous forsaken. Nor his seed begging bread once upon a time. I never will forget my children were small. Hey, hey. I know God is a keeper. Hey, hey. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me and my children, all my soul cries out. Thank God for saving me. I got low in the kitchen, yes, sir. Got low in my pantry, yes, sir. Hey, glory to God. And the lady lived down the street was named Miss Bright. She went up on grocery before she went to the grocery store. Oh, let me tell my story. Let me tell my story. Let me tell it tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then she used to go to the doctor first, then go by the grocery store. But she went up on grocery for me and my house. Yes, she did. Everything I had need of, she had it. She called for me to come down there. Why? I never seen the righteous forsaken. That's what I told him. I said, you say it. The Lord sees begging bread. I'm not about begging bread now, God. Yes, I said it just like that. I am about begging bread now. I'm almost at that level, God. I'm going to call Mama and Daddy. I said, God, you told me that if I come to you, you will no wise cast me out. Hey, you told me, according to your word, if I repent and turn from my wicked ways, if I submit myself under the hand of the Almighty God, you told me, God, that you would supply all of my of Jesus. I need you to do this that my mama and dad and my sisters and brothers, my children can see and know that you God. Yes, hey, and that you faithful to your word. Hey, you faithful to your saying, God, in the name of Jesus. I need you to instill in them. I believe, God, I need you to show them. We was in a bad place, I tell you. We was in a bad place. But blessed be God. He supplied my needs. Oh, he supplied them, saints. Say, Lord, I can't go turn tricks. Hey. Oh, but don't think they didn't live in my ears. I can't go turn them, God. Oh, no, 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 no. But God supplied my needs. God will supply your needs. Oh, yes, he will. I didn't call my mom. I didn't call my daddy. I called on Jesus because he made me a promise. He told me he would do it, and he did it. He did just what he said, but I had to do something too. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of this righteousness. All of this other stuff would be added unto you. Yes, he did. Then he said also, he also said, he got houses and land. Yes, sir. As I asked you for all of them, I just want one. And he'll be a roof over your head. Yes, he will. Ask me how I know. I'm here to tell you. He put a roof over our head. Yes, he did. Never been without a roof over my head. I don't care how I look, what it may appear to be. God still provided a roof over here. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. God did. He that same God. Lies were threatened, been choked and the tongue hung out my mouth. Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Life been threatened, both lives were threatened. You'll go through something for the gospel, Jesus Christ. Did you hear what I tell you? I am just saying, we faking it. You've got to stop your faith. Because this thing is real. It's down to the real near the grave. They're going to show what stuff we made out of. Mm-hmm. We're going to believe, put up, or we gonna have to shut up. So the enemy ain't praying. Need is God. Went back. Paul encouraged us. That you can see. Why hope for what you can see? You don't have to hope for what you can see. Same thing. No matter what we are and what's going on in our life. I'm covering Isaiah 41 and 10. Still not. Mm-hmm. For I am with you. Uh-huh. Be not dismayed. For I am your God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I will strengthen you, ain't you? Hey! I will help you. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I will uphold you. Thank you. With my righteous right hand. Thank you. That's what he said. You troubled in your mind? Troubled in your home? Troubled on your dog? Troubled in your marriage? Trouble your finances, there. Trouble here on the right hand, trouble the left, trouble the back, and trouble the front. Can't make a move for it, because look at them, just move. I'm going to follow and never rise again. But the Lord said he will hold you up. The Lord said not only would I hold you, he said I will. He said don't be dismayed. I didn't say it. For I am with you. That's all I need to know. Are you with me? Hey! That's all I need to know. Lord, I'm willing. It ain't going too long. You go in here with me. If you go in the fire with me, I'm willing. I'm willing. It don't feel good, but I'm willing. Hey, Lord, would you in it with me? There's a mess, dog, but Lord, you in the mess with me. Mm-hmm. He said, don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed. For I am your God. He's your God. I will strengthen you, do me? Don't worry. Mm-hmm. You got a little strength? Don't worry. He said, I'll strengthen you. Wherever you are tonight, God said, I'll strengthen you. Hey! He will do it. I will hold you up. Hey! Thank you. He will hold you up. Feel like you're going to fall. Feel like you're going to faint. Yeah. I will hold you. I will hold. I will uphold you with my righteousness. And he said, nah, I know that. You can't find nobody to help you. I told you, come to me. head. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting Lord, and the kingdom glory shall come in. Lift up your head. Because I'll help you. You can run unto me and be saved. I'll hide you in my pavilion. I'll hide you where the enemy can't find you. And not only that, I'll make your enemy. Don't run from him. Become your footstool. I'll make your enemy become your footstool. And not only that, I'll cause them to serve you. Yes, he will do it. Yes, he will do it. Now, let's call old man Job. Job was from one trial to the next one. Job out of one thing to the next one. Job, your son don't die. Job, your daughter. Job, your cattle. A storm don't come through. Job, the blindness out. Don't this, this, and done that. Job. Job. Before Job's mind get wrapped around one thing, here's something else come. That's the way things are today. Before you get offensive with one, here you go, somebody knocking the car and you telling you something else to happen. It's a trend here, trend over there. Here, there, low, there, everywhere. And then, here somebody gonna come. The enemy. You say you trust God. Somebody must not be living right. Somebody must be doing something ain't got no business. Because every time I look around, you going through. Every time I look around, you from pillar to pole. But nevertheless, be set down. And I'm movable in your faith. And I promise you God to come and see about you. Yes, he will do it. And then here comes Job. I'm telling him, Job, out of all this mess, and all my children died. Our hands are down. Close God. I want to cut them to his face, Job. And Job has to turn around and say, God gives it, that's what I'm saying. God take it, that's what I'm saying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what we ought to be saying. It don't matter what it looks like. God give it. God take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why you say that? I'm glad someone asked me that question. Because the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. They and all that dwellers therein. It belongs to God. Hey, you belong to God. For a time and a season. Hey, God have allowed us to be here. Hey, just for a time and a season. God have given us free reign. For a time and a season. God have held back. Yes, sir. God has held back the hand of the enemy for a time and a season. God has sat and watched his feet. Oh, are you going to obey my word? Are you going to keep my saying? Are you going to let the situation and circumstance overtake you? Are you going to think of what you're going to do? I'm saying what I'm going to do. There's hope in God. There's hope in the Lord tonight, saints. No matter what you're facing. No matter what you're going through, I got a court date. Ah, but don't you know, if you keep your mind on it, and if you just put yourself in God, put yourself in, I'm talking about for real, friend. He'll drop the charges. Ask me how I know. I'm glad somebody asked me that question. How you know he'll drop the charges? I was accused of committing a crime. Well, they said, I won't protect that. That's criminal, isn't it? But I didn't do it. I hadn't even been to Bonham County so many, I don't know how long my children could tell the story. I went to the jailhouse. They took me up in that jailhouse yesterday. They took fingerprints yesterday. They took a mugshot yesterday to do it. Oh, but nevertheless, God has said somebody going. Somebody going to jail. But it's not going to be for you. Somebody waiting on you. And I said, God, don't let it be me. And guess what? It was me. I went, and the woman said, I've been waiting on you. You came for me. I'm looking around, trying to see who she's talking about. I'm talking to you. I've been waiting on you. I'm a backslider. Hey, but the Lord sent you to prison. So I'm not prison door. Yes, sir. I went there. I went in there. did do it. They thought I was a son-in-law. My two daughters. My auntie. Don't you tell me God won't do it. Don't you tell me God won't do it. He the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changed not. We have changed. We have changed. God haven't changed. God haven't changed. He wants us to endure for him. He wants us to go through for him. And the doors are locked. I'm up in there with you. I'm up in there telling the goodness of God. And when it was, and they let me out, I wasn't ready to go. They wanted to go up in there. Well, guess what? Shame me. Hit me. What are people going to think about me? Oh, my song. Went on to work. So they don't care nobody. She went on to work. There I am. I took a ride from one little city to another one. But bless the name of the Lord. Why? That the glory of God can be revealed. Where is the glory? It's incredible. The glory of God. Yay! He want to reveal himself. He want to reveal himself. What about this woman? Backslider. That God will bring her back home to him. What are you saying? Let us arm ourselves. Protect us. Trials. Temptation. So God won't reveal himself. They used to say God can use no coward soldiers. The army don't want none either. The NASA army, the NASA military don't want any. So God wants some brave soldiers because he made good on his word. God made good on his word. And I'm coming down with my last vision. Save the best for last. Save the best for last. Not bless the name of the Lord. Well, let me go back up this way. Let me give you this one. Yeah. Let's share this one. He said, cast that burden upon the Lord. And he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's a chance, right? That's the Lord's chance. Matter what you are, if you make so bad in hell, he's right there. You cannot escape God's presence. He's there. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. What you telling us? You weak? He said, shout for me. Just say it. Why? We just don't have the meal over us. I'm strong in the Lord. So are you. And the peace of God, which passes, y'all listen. All understanding. To keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. That comes from Philippians 4:6-7. A cast of burden up on the Lord came from Psalm 55. But let me tell us down here in Psalm 119:65. Now look, saints, he said, look, peace. He said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing offend you. Nothing shall offend you. Absolutely nothing. Don't matter what the enemy intended. Because what he meant for harm, God will make it work for you good. Not some things, but all things will work for you good. All things will work for you good. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself some things. Tell yourself what the scripture said about you. David did it. Make sweet melody in your heart towards the Lord. Encourage your own self in the Lord. Where there's nobody that encourage me. There's nobody there for me. Yes, it is. He said, Lord, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll go with you to the end of the world. I can't be there 24-7, but I found me somebody can be there 24-7. 24/7. Jesus can be there. The Lord will be there for you 24/7. Last, trust me, but not least, this is the last one. Jeremiah. Hey, thank you, Jeremiah, for coming to hear about me. 29:11. Now listen. I didn't say it. I'm in agreement with what the word says. I know the pain. Not what pain. He said, I know the plan. The thought that I think towards you. It don't matter what no one else thinks. It don't matter what no one else feels. It don't matter what no one else has said. It don't matter if you've been counted out. It don't matter if someone told you you're no good. It don't matter if nobody said you won't mount up to a hill of a beast. It doesn't matter. What matters is what the scriptures have said about you. Towards you. Says the Lord. He's a Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He's Jehovah provider. Fall of peace. Hey. Shalom. And not evil. To give. Listen. To give you hope. Mm-hmm. To prosper you. To give you a future. Good health. To give you an expected end. That's what he said. That's a declaration. That's what he declared. God said, and let me say it again, God's word said unto us. God said it. The Lord said it. And this is settled now tonight. We're going to settle this thing tonight. This is the declaration that God makes unto you tonight. No matter where you are tonight. No matter what you're facing tonight, God is still in control. God is still in charge. God said, for he knows the plan concerning you. God declared, made a declaration, Yahweh, plan to do what? For prosperity and not to do you harm and not for harm. To give you, to give us, to give our children, to give our family a future and hope. What he said now. And I believe what he said tonight. So if you better, you can come. If you can't burn somewhere, why don't you come? Wow. But if you can remember what the words have already said to you, well, take him at his word. And I already know he will see you through, yes, sir. Well, and if your heart is heavy, Jesus, you can run into him. And you can be saved. Why don't you come? If you come to you and you just don't know what to do, oh, you can come. For God come to give you peace. Oh, that surpasses all understanding. Why won't you come? But if you can take him at his word, you raise your hand and say, God, I know it already done. I have a peace of mind. I have joy in God. And I have strength. And I'm glad you providing all of my needs. Oh, my body's healed. Hey, and my soul, hey, every time, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Why don't you come? No matter tonight where you're located, you can come. If you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, you can come. He said, Jeremiah 29:11, write it down. He knows. He said, but I know Stop worrying about no one else. The plan, the thought that I think towards you. You're worrying about what you need. I ain't worried about that. I already knew you were going to mess and misuse. And you've been abused. Why don't you come? Don't worry about it. Come on. I got a plan for you. But I've been alive. Oh, you can still come. Come on. And then he can put his truth in you. Why don't we come? Mm-hmm. I can. Mm-hmm. And I know he can do something with me. He can do something with anybody else. Oh, I got a story to tell. Not just won't permit me to tell it all. Just got to give you a little of it. Mm-hmm. God can do it. And anyone that got parents still on this side, appreciate them, love them, honor them, respect them, that your lives will be longer upon the face of the earth. That is a commandment from the Lord your God with a promise. And if you, an adult, I got mothers in the Lord. I got elders over me. Honor them, respect them. And sometimes it has nothing to do with age. It has to do with maturity. It has to do with maturity. We got to honor and respect one another. Because the time is crucial, y'all. I can do something. I can mess up just as a split second. And who say, I'm going to breathe the next one. We don't know. We don't know. So tonight, if there be anyone, the Lord, he said, I know the plan that I think, and I know the thought that I think towards you, says the Lord. Jehovah God, the thought of peace and not evil. To give you hope, to prosper you. And he have an expected end for you tonight. So whosoever will, let him come. Hit star 6.
Come on, saints. Come on. Will there be one? Will there be one? If there be one in need of salvation, you can come. You can come.
Jesus.
If there be one, Minister Bradley.
Yeah, yes.
Minister Bradley.
Yes,
if
ma'am.
If there be one, just want to rededicate yourself, you can come. Someone want to stand in the gap for someone, you can come. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, come on. You can come. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. You can come. You can come. Whosoever will, let him come. Come on, come on. There's room for one more.
Mm-hmm.
There's room at the cross. There's room for one more. You can come. Come on. Come to Jesus while we have time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Come on. There's hope in the Lord. There's peace. There's joy. Oh, don't get it twisted. Because we come, it does not mean we are exempt from trials, trouble, situations and circumstances, ups and downs, bumps in the road. Come. Because the Lord made us a promise. Lo, I will never leave thee, nor I will forsake thee. I go to the end of the world. So you could come. That's hope in God. There is hope in the Lord. God gave Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him Whosoever believeth on him, we don't have to perish, saint. We don't have to perish. We can have everlasting life, eternal life. We hear now, but we don't know. We don't know. No. What the next minute, the next second, the next hour hold, I don't know. But we have right now. You can come. Minister Brad, is there one?
There's not.
And if not, and if not, if someone desires prayer tonight, you can come. If you just need prayer, if you need strengthening, if you just need someone to touch and agree with you, Minister Brad on the line, I'm on the line. You or two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing, not so different now, on the same thing. The Lord will be in the midst of it. You can come. You can come. If there be one just need some strength, just need strength, just to get to the next, sometimes it's the next second, the next minute, standing on what his words say.
That's
being
right.
In agreement with what his words say.
Yeah.
He will be in the midst of the situation. He even if he don't lift, if he don't get you out of it, he'll give you strength to go through it. He'll give you strength to push beyond it. Then you can tell your story. Mm-hmm. Because he just overcome. We got to overcome some things in our life. Say we don't have a testimony. Two testimony go through. They go through. And they can tell the story.
Because
we overcome by the words of our testimony. You can come. Minister Brad, is there one?
No one's on the platform, woman of God.
The night is your night. And if there is not one, I'll make a call one more time. Is there anyone desires prayer? If there anyone desires to stand in the gap for anyone else? If there be one that have need of strength, encouraging, uplifting, but the word of God have done, and you heard what he said, and you paid close attention to it, and if you received that you had need of, as the word of God went forth, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. God bless you. Because faith cometh by hearing. Hearing
mm-hmm.
what? The word of God.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God. Sometimes we receive our deliverance as the word of God go forth.
Jesus.
If that so be the case, God bless you. God bless you. If you was able to receive as that word went forth, and you was able to grab hope to hope, God bless you. Able to grab hope to strength, God bless you. Determination, God bless you. Healing, God bless you. Hey, you go back and think about Job's story. When Job said, God, give it to God, take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What he said, no matter where I find myself, whatever the Lord decides to do, blessed be the name of the Lord. And if you looked at his story, you made that decision. Lord, I heard the word, and I'm satisfied because you give it and you take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you heard Paul's story. And if you was on your way to the Damascus, we all had one. And you was knocked down. And God visited and revealed to you that I'm right here to take you where you are. And I'll take you to where I need to take you. That my glory may be revealed in you. And that it may rest up on you. That mankind can see that I am the Lord and I'm with you. God bless you. God bless you. God be with you. God strengthen you all. I love you all tonight with the everlasting love. God love you with the love that no one can tame it.
Mm-hmm.
Minister Bradley, love you.
Yeah.
We're so grateful to you tonight for taking the time to come just to be with the PNN tonight and with Minister Bradley. We give honor once again to the leadership, your leadership, my leadership, and the intercessors. We thank God for each of you all. But we magnify the Lord for his word tonight. And we praise God for his son, Jesus, that he sent in the world to save us from our sin. We praise God. Thank God for you once again. May God bless you. May God keep you. May the Lord's face shine up on you and your families in the name of Jesus. And may God be with the children in school and all those that are in the workforce and all the first responders. We all first responders in some way, form, fashion, or shape. We praise God for each of you all in your respective places tonight. God bless you. God bless you. And I love you in Jesus. And I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of Minister Bradley. And after Minister Bradley's finished, and if God said the same, we're going to pray the prayer of faith, and we're going to let you go. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. For such a powerful word. Amen, Jesus. Such a word that come tonight to fuel us. Glory be to God. Amen. To just feed our faith. Amen, Jesus. To empower us as people of God. Amen. And we thank God for that word on tonight. We thank you, woman of God, for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We just bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord for you. We bless the Lord again for all that we've heard. Glory to God. And people of God, listen, we want to encourage you. Amen. To get a copy of this broadcast on tonight, get a copy, people of God, and we'll send it directly to your phone. Amen. We'll send it directly to your phone. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory to God. Just request it on tonight, and we'll send it to you. Amen. And the number that you will request is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. For our listeners that are listening via WhatsApp, we thank God for you. Listeners that are listening via the radio, amen, you can get a copy by texting us as well via WhatsApp. Amen. Glory to God. I'm sure everybody's heard of WhatsApp. You can certainly text us, and that number that you will text to is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. God bless you again on tonight. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get a copy. Get your copy. Amen. And once you get your copy, you can certainly share it with others. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You can certainly share it with others. And that's what we encourage you to do, to share this word with somebody. Amen. Because someone needs to hear. Amen. Someone needs the word of faith on tonight. Glory to God. We already see what's going on in the earth. Amen, Jesus. And here we are, this PNN, this outreach ministry, just trying to help spread the word. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps there's someone listening, ones that are listening, glory to God, that may not have been back in their church, amen, since the first wave. Glory to God. They may not have been back, amen, glory to God, since the second wave, amen, during this pandemic. Well, people of God, guess what? This word, amen, this word that the Lord is resting upon the PNN, glory glory to God, it'll reach them. It will reach them. It will reach them in their homes. It will reach them, glory to God. If you send them, amen, a copy on their phone, it will reach them at the right time, amen. So help us to get the word out, amen. Get your copy. Help us to get the word out on tonight, amen. And we just want to again thank God for the woman of God, amen, one of our PNN advisors, Minister Ali.
God bless you.
God bless you on tonight. God bless you real good. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Thank you.
Bless
thank
you.
You for loving yourself in the service of the Lord. And we just want to, amen, just speak a blessing over your life on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Father, we thank you, glory to God, for your chosen vessel on tonight. We thank you for all that you said, all that you put in our belly, pour out unto your people. And for this, I pray that not one word falls to the ground, but we pray that your hearers, the hearers, have heard this word, glory to God, and that there will be fruitfulness to come out of this word, that there shall increase, shall come forth out of this word. So we thank you, Father, for your vessel on tonight. We're asking that you bless her even now. Bless her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father, cause your glory to rest upon her. Cause your glory to rest upon her in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Cause your glory to rest upon her, Father, that wheresoever her feet shall trod. Father, we thank you for the light that illuminates. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for the blessedness, glory to God, amen, of the feet that carry this gospel. We thank you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're asking that you will bless your servant now, tonight. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, bless her tonight. Give her her heart's desire in the precious name of Jesus, not only to meet her want, oh God, but to give her her desires on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every blessing, for every glory to God, good and perfect gift that, hallelujah, is coming down from above upon her. We thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we glorify you tonight. Thank you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you. We glorify you. We do magnify you. In thy precious name, Jesus. Now hide her and cover her in your shed blood. And for this we give you thanks. This we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. And we turn the platform back over to you for final words and for the blessing of the line.
God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God
bless the PENN,
yeah,
our network, and all of those that work diligently with you. God bless them and their families.
Yeah.
God bless the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you all and your pastors and the leadership that you sit under. God bless your families. God be with your families. God be with the children. Be with the staff. God be with them all on the buses. And may God protect them throughout this time and this period of life that we're facing. We thank God that his word cannot return to him void, but it got to perform what he sent. And we thank God for each of you all. Once again, we want to thank God for your faithfulness. And
yeah,
may God forever be with you all. God bless you. God bless you. And may the blood of Jesus Christ cover you all tonight. And may he hide you behind the cross. And may God keep watch over your soul, your family. And may God bless your feet wherever it's red and whatever your hand touches tonight. May God heal, deliver, and set the captives free. May God give peace to a troubled mind. May God bring joy in a time of sorrow. And may God bring peace in the midst of trouble. And may God sustain you. And may God supply all of your needs according to his riches that is in glory. In the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise God. We thank and we praise God for his word. We thank and we praise God for his anointing that destroy every yoke. And may God keep watch both day and night. May God cover you once again with the blood of Jesus. May he hide us even now behind the cross. May God rebuke death and accident from all folk on the earth. And may God bind up the very will of the enemy and bring his works to naught. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we know you're able to move your hand against COVID. We know you're able to move your hand against this Delta virus. We know you're able to do it, God. And we know you're able to deliver us. But even if you don't, we know you can, Father. And for that, we give you thanks. And for that, we give you glory. And for that, we give you honor. And for that, we give you praise. Thank and praise you for strengthening Minister Brad's mother, keeping her body healed, her sister, and those that were brought to the line on last night. Each one, God, even those that have been affected by COVID, or a family member, those that are sick, God, whether they're in the hospital or whether they're in their homes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, for your healing virtue, in the name of Jesus. And for those in the, God, that don't work relief, we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. You continue to give them courage and uplift them and enlighten them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may serve you and worship you in spirit and in truth, Father. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them where they are weak. Build them up where they've been torn down, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Almighty God. Almighty God, Almighty God, move by your spirit, because it's not by power and not by might, but it is by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts, on Uncle Hardy, David, Melvin, Talois, Gwen, all those, God, that were brought to the line on last night. Move, God.
Yeah.
Evangelist Jones family. Move, God. Hey, on behalf of Minister Emmanuel. Move, Father, in the name of Jesus. Move, God, on the behalf of Minister Bradley's sister. Almighty God, move by your spirit. Move by your spirit. No sickness nor disease can hold our bodies down. It has no dominion. In the name of Jesus, no power except you give, God. In Jesus' name. We know you're a healer because the scripture declared that you're one. The scripture declares, Jesus, by your stripes, we are healed. And you said, let the sick say, I am healed. We declare and decree tonight on the behalf of your people, healing and deliverance in Jesus' name. And we say, if you don't, we know you can. But we trust in you, and we're standing on what your words say, Father, in Jesus' name. And even, God, that anything stand before you of any of us that will keep you from hearing and answering us on this night, we ask you to blot it out with the blood of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue to bless the work of Minister Bradley's hands. And continue, God, to give her vision. Continue, God, to give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Continue leading, guide her, and direct her, God, in the way that you desire her to go. In Jesus' name, we love you and we adore you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget, Lord, Evangelist Stanford and her family. And God, and her journey that she's on, Father, in the name of Jesus, all the PN and N, God, advisors, be with them, God. Strengthen them and encourage them and see them through during this time. All the Marie family that is going through You be with him and strengthen him. In your son Jesus' name. Thank you for hearing us always. And thank you for the answer by faith. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you tonight. And we love you in Jesus. Good night.
Jesus.
God bless you.
People of God, we just going to line on tonight. We just want to open the line. Glory to God for praise on tonight. Glory to God.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless them.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. As the woman of God has said, we look to see you back here on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. Tell somebody about it. Tell somebody about the Prayer News Network. Listen, don't forget to get your recording of the broadcast tonight. Amen. Again, we'll send it directly to your phone. We look to see you on tomorrow night, people. God, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.
He deserves this worship. I'm going to lift up my hands at the time.